Today we read a passage from the prophet Micah. And like in many passages from the prophets, it's a warning against, or a warning to the wicked. Something like, if you keep doing this, you're going to experience a disaster. And we see many, many messages like this in the prophets. In fact, some people seem to think that that's all the prophets do is proclaim the bad things that are going to happen because of sin. That's not the only thing the prophets do, because if you look, you can find many, many passages in which the prophets say, a time will come in the future when you will flourish, when you will experience restoration. So these two sides of the prophets remind us of a principle that's very basic in the spiritual life. That is, that God brings down the lofty and lifts up the lowly. You see this again and again. God humbles the proud and exalts the humble. The first shall become the last. The last shall become the first. There's many versions of it. I have run across a kind of secular version of this principle. Maybe you heard it. It's used by sometimes journalists and social activists. They declare that their task is to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted, or to disturb the comfortable and to comfort the disturbed. Maybe you've heard that kind of language. I mean, it's true. It's true. Now, I don't know if every journalist is justified, or every activist is justified in everything he does because of that principle, but it's a basic principle that God himself follows. And the prophets, who are spokesmen of God, say this again and again. To those who are proud, those who are attached to their own sinful ways, those who are like the people in Micah's time, those who are corrupt and covetous and land grabbers and thieves and exploiters of the poor. The prophets said, no, you're going to be humbled. You're going to be cast down. You're going to be disturbed, afflicted. This is what the Lord says through Micah. I'm planning against this race an evil from which you will not withdraw your neck. So you're not going to walk with your heads high. You're going to be humbled. That's what the prophets say to the arrogant and the wicked. What do prophets say to people who are downtrodden? They say, the Lord will favor you. The Lord will restore you. The Lord looks with kindness upon you. Persevere in trusting the Lord. He has good in mind for you. And that's another constant theme of the prophets, that the Lord will lift up the lowly. It's sometimes hard for us to recognize this when it's happening in the moment, when it's happening right now. We can easily identify it by looking in the Bible. It's everywhere. But when we ourselves are being humbled, or we are undergoing suffering, we say, what's happening? Why is this happening? If God is good, why is he allowing me to suffer this? And when we are downtrodden and we receive messages like things are going to get better, we say, well, why aren't they getting better now? Why do we have to wait? But this is how God works. We see this message also in the psalm, today's psalm. The psalmist wonders, why is the Lord not stopping the wicked? There's the wicked are afflicting the poor. The wicked are glorying in their greed, and they're claiming there's no God, and they get away with it. And the psalmist says, well, it's not going to be like that forever. You're going to be knocked down, and the poor is going to be lifted up. Okay. Now we turn to the gospel, and we see the same kind of secret of God's style at work. Jesus runs into opposition from the Pharisees, and he withdraws. But as he withdraws, he continues to do great work. It says he healed all the people who followed him, but he also told them not to tell anyone. This is the difficulty, right? If you're going to be great, well, then everyone's going to know about it. If you're going to do great things, then you're going to be exalted. And Jesus, who wants to lift up the lowly and humble the exalted, he's great, but he's also humble. So he's doing great things, but in secret. And this is how God works. God is doing great things all the time, but we don't notice most of the time because he works in secret. He works behind the scenes. He's not letting people know. That's what he does here. I'm doing great things, but don't tell anybody. Now, it's very hard to understand why that's a good thing. Why isn't it good to proclaim the good things? And we know that the recipients of God's gifts through Jesus, those who were healed by him or restored by him, and they were told, well, don't tell anybody. Sometimes they couldn't help it. They just ran around and told everybody, even though Jesus told them, no, don't tell anyone. They said, well, I have to tell everybody. But this is what the gospel today says, that Jesus doing great things in secret, lifting up others without lifting up himself, that this is in fulfillment of this prophecy from Isaiah, where it says here, my servant, I'm delighting in my beloved servant, I would and place my spirit upon him, he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. So he's got this great mission, spirit-filled mission. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. See the what seems like a conflict. How can he be filled with the Spirit and doing great things and proclaiming justice to the Gentiles and at the same time not saying anything? That's what the prophecy was. That nobody's going to hear his voice. He's going to be so tender with the bruised reed, the smoldering wick. He's going to be gentle. He's humble. He's not going to make his greatness known until the end. Until the end, no. Until he brings justice to victory. Now, we who are in the middle of this process, we find it hard to recognize it. It always seems like evil triumphs. Wicked people rise to the top and make more money, and the corrupt are the ones who are always in control. And good people seem to get set aside. They lose their jobs, or they get neglected, or they suffer. You say, well, this doesn't work. No, it's working, but we can only see this piece of the whole. So that's why it doesn't make sense. But in the whole picture, God is always humbling the lofty, and he's doing it in his own gentle way. He's also lifting up the lowly, but he's doing it in his own secret way. So this is where we put our trust. The psalm response was the cry of those who experience the trials without yet seeing the victory. The response is, do not forget the poor, O Lord. Do not forget the poor, O Lord. He does not forget the poor. And when we are poor, we are in the heart of God. When we are trusting him, we can be certain he will lift us up. When we are being humbled, when we're suffering, when we're afflicted, we can be sure God has a plan to raise us up. That's our faith. So when we say, do not forget the poor, O Lord, we're also saying, we know, Lord, you will not forget me. You will not forget me, and you will not forget those who are suffering. And that's what gives us confidence as we continue to intercede and we continue to go forward, serving the Lord and serving his people.